Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
We are 2 hours in. Appreciate all of you being here on a Thursday afternoon. A couple of really good guests, more to come. And let's get back to the phones. And Lorenzo is in Pennsylvania. Hello, Lorenzo. Lorenzo, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Great to have you on.
Briefly, I went to Jacksonville University. I'm a couple years younger than you. Used to go down to the Gator Bowl when Herschel Walker was there, all 3 years that he was at Georgia. You guys need to stop fighting. LSU won it. Bama won it. Georgia won it. It's the best league. There's no dispute about it. And the real reason I called, the guy Shannon called a while back, and he's getting on all the Bama kids from going to Kentucky and here and there. These kids want to play. I mean, not everybody's going to be an NFL player, and they just want to play. So you can't blame them for leaving to play. I really just called. You really got me through this last couple years of the pandemic. I've been a big-time college football fan. Really just to say thanks, and you guys need to appreciate how good you really have it.
Lorenzo, thank you, and you are correct. Good to hear from you. Great stuff. Kay is up next in Georgia. Hello, Kay.
Well, hey, Paul Feinbaum, how are you?
Kay, we are doing great. Thank you for calling.
Well, I'm just not sure how great it's going with all these weird calls you're getting these days. But listen, I got to put in my 2 cents worth here. And the first thing, I was in an antique store, and you just cut Mitch off, and that was so sad. He seemed like such a sincere caller and sincere lover of this show. And I think that you have added so much to his life. And I think that was sad. The next thing.
Well,
that
give me 1 second, Kay, to address
okay.
that. You're right. I guess I bristled because I think it was the second or third day in a row he's called. And the first thing he said is, I want to apologize for what I said yesterday. And I did not really listen to what he said. And the person that really should be apologizing is me. I should not have handled the call that way. I am a professional. Allegedly. And I should know better. And it's just one of those moments where I forgot where I was.
Well, now, that is very nice. I'm very happy to hear that. Because I really believe when someone asks for forgiveness, you've got to give it. Or you're not forgiven yourself. So the next thing I would like to say is I used to love Legend. I mean, I really did. He knows a lot about ball. And I used to just love to listen to him. But I cannot believe he has aligned himself with Jim from Tuscaloosa, who should not be on your show. I don't even know why he's on there.
Well,
he has told you he wished you were dead, right? He has said he wished you were dead, and he has said some horrible things about everybody, and that's all he does. He calls in, and he spouts off about all these people. And listen, I want to say to him that he really needs to not preach to other people. He needs to get into his Bible and learn what the Bible says about calling someone a fool. Well, he's in danger of hellfire. That's what it says. So I wanted
I want to thank you because you brought some awakening to me during this conversation, and I was in desperate need of it. So I can't speak for Legend, and I'm not really going to speak for anyone anymore. I tried to speak for someone earlier, and
I heard that.
I slipped on a banana.
Listen, you were entertaining not just me, that I was walking in an antique store, and of course I had to get out of my car, so I had the phone, I had Sirius XM,
right.
Had you on my phone, walking around the antique store, and I mean, I was just getting the strangest looks, but I just didn't want to miss your show. I love it. I think you have a great audience, and I think that it's wonderful that these women are calling in, and I really do love it, and I think I really...
Kay, hold on 1 second. Jim wants to say a word.
How dare you, Kay. You're out of line, Kay. You're out of line, lady. You don't know the Bible. I don't call any brother. The Bible says you're in danger of hellfire if you call a brother or sister a fool. But I can call a fool a fool, Kay. And that's what some of these people are. And by the way, wait a minute, Kay. You jump on me for getting on people. No, you're wrong.
No.
You jump on me for getting on people.
No.
Hey, how about them getting on me?
Jim, we are debating the Bible. We don't need to scream.
Well, she won't shut
up.
Yes,
exactly. And really, I haven't said a word, Jim.
Why don't you get on the people that have jumped on me, Kay, all these times?
Will you be quiet and let me answer? I'll give you a good answer. If you will stop and listen, I will give you a good answer. And don't interrupt me. I believe that you should give some grace to other people. And you do not do anything but degrade everyone that calls in.
Jim, this Kay is a wonderful, lovely woman, and she's trying to help you.
She's a liar, Paul.
Yes,
no, she's not, Paul.
No, she's not. Gosh! And you get on the television, and you go on and on about people lying. People that have opinions, that's an opinion. I have not said one lie. And listen to me, buddy.
You are rude.
Jim, Paul,
okay,
this is what I...
I now need to apologize to you, because I thought this...
Oh, no, Paul, that's where you get weak, Paul. I'm telling the truth, Paul.
Paul, can I say something?
I wish you would, yes.
I didn't interrupt her.
Jim,
please.
We are all adults here, allegedly.
Please, I don't think so. But listen, Paul, I want to say this.
Who do you think you are, Kay? Because you're a woman? I'm supposed to let you lie?
Jim, you're hurting yourself.
Let me tell you something, Jim. I could beat you on the football field, and I could beat you on the basketball court.
Now you are an idiot.
You are an idiot, woman.
Jim, quit defending her, Paul.
Jim,
she doesn't deserve defending.
Do you realize how this conversation began, Jim? I was defending you earlier, and Kay and Kay called up and admonished me for it, and she was right. Kay started out lying about me, Paul.
And she's lying, you know.
No one's lying about you, Paul. You lied about a fool. You said I never say anything nice. You don't. You call in and you play up to people that seem to be on your side. You have to let people speak. No. You can't hold a candle to me, Jim.
I don't know where we were.
Sit down and shut up, Paul. You think you're so high and mighty. You're one of those phonies that think you're not a Christian. Let me finish my conversation.
Enough
of
your
mouth. I'm gone, Carl.
Thank you, Jim. Kay, thank you. I really felt like I thought this was a good idea.
Well, okay, you know, Kay, it's not. And I called you before because you let him get on the phone with a woman, and then he gets on there and screams like that. And I'm not claiming anything about being a woman. Let me tell you something. I grew up on a 600-acre ranch, and there were five girls, and we did every bit of the breaking and the training and the riding and the fixing fences and everything. And let me tell you one other thing, and I'm not yelling at you. I am so distraught about Jim. I don't even – can't remember his name. He's so inconsequential. But I want you also to know one other thing. Every single day of my life as I grew up, there was a family of six kids and my mom and my daddy. And we sat around a huge farm table on the ranch. And my daddy read the Bible and prayed over each of us every single day. I have heard nothing but the Bible every day since I was born. And so Jim can't tell me anything. Everyone has stuff to learn. But I'm just telling you right now, Jim has no place on your show. And what's going to happen, I'm not really worried about it, because he's going to put himself in another noose and hang himself again, because all he can do is be rude and mean, and even to you. And now, ever since you have, your show has been a lifesaver to people after the COVID deal, and that's when I really started loving you, although I have watched this show forever, as long as it's been on TV, and I listened to it before then. But I just, I feel like there's not a place for someone that does what Jim does, and he does it to everybody. And Legend, if you're out there, I love you, man. Please, get off that train. You don't belong there. You don't belong with Jim. Anyway, I love you, Paul. Love your show. Love the women on it. And Roll Tide.
Thank you so much. We're going to a break. That was an incredible couple of moments there with Kay. And we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Let's get back to the calls. John is up next in Dothan, Alabama. Hello, John.
Paul, my friend. How you doing, brother?
Great to hear from you.
It's been a while. What the hell is Big Mouth Jim from Tuscaloosa talking about? I heard his garbage.
John, you and I both know this because we've been friends a long time. But you don't really treat anyone like that. But when was the last time you heard the phrase "hush, woman"?
Jim's a sexist, no doubt about it.
That's not even part of today's lexicon. Even in stilted drama on bad television networks.
Absolutely.
It's like an Archie Bunker line from the 70s.
I can't believe.
John, do me a favor. Turn your sound down for a second. I think it's coming back.
Turn it down, Luke. Hold on a second. I don't know what to do about Jim. Well, something needs to be done about him. He's really losing it. I think Jim's really losing it, to be honest.
Well, I thought that was an opportunity for him to at least listen to Kay. She was quoting scripture. And first of all, you don't yell at somebody and tell them they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the Bible. I think people have different views. You can have conversations, disagreements. That's what the world is all about.
Well, that's Jim's problem. You know, he thinks everybody thinks to go along with how he thinks about life and how things should be. But Jim's an idiot, really, to be honest with you. He's a damn idiot. And everybody should, I want everybody to know that. You know, I've known it for years. I put up with him on this phone for years with him. You know, I hope he calls in right now. I'll slam him like a dog, because he is a dog. But he's afraid of me. He's afraid of me. This is John from Dothan. Jim, give me a, come on, call in, John. Come on. Call in, big dog. That you won't do it. No, you won't do it, will you?
First of all, I think we've had we probably heard from him for the last time today. So, hey, thank you, John. You take care of yourself. Let's continue and talk to Hank in Tennessee. Hello, Hank.
Hey, Mr. Farmer Mom.
Hey there. Good afternoon.
Good day to you. I just want to tell Miss Kay, keep doing what you're doing, baby girl.
Baby girl? Okay. Trey, you are next. Good afternoon.
Paul, my friend, first of all, I'm a little ashamed of you. Why didn't you end that in round one? Why did you let it go three rounds?
Well,
Paul?
I went to the guys in the booth, and they said, let it go. Nobody's stopping this.
Well, Paul, I think Miss Kay has just started a new club on your show called the Hard Hat Club, because she just took out the Mad Hatter of the Black Hat Club, and I think it's time for that club to blackball. What do you think, Paul?
She went NCO gangster on him.
Man, Paul, I've never heard that before. It's been a while since I've heard something like that. But you know that Jim's like that all the time, Paul. You know that's how he is. Miss Kay, I'm sorry he acted like that towards you. Most of us don't act like that. But, Paul, I just want to tell you, I think he should be blackballed. I'm waiting to hear from the two other black hatters. What about you, Paul?
I'm eager. Hey, thanks for the call. Mike is in Kentucky. Mike, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul. What a day. Damn. I tell you, I think Jim should go spend some time with the ranch, out on the ranch with Kay. She'd break him like a wild Mustang, Paul.
Yeah, Kay did not sound like a woman who was going to mess around.
That's a fact. And I'm going to give you an update. Jim has just repassed legend for the biggest idiot on your show. Roll dad gum tide. Have a good day, Paul.
Thank you very much. Nick is in Florida. Hey, Nick, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. Wow, the wheels were coming off this thing. But I want to talk football. Arch Manning. Now, I went to Alabama, the business school, so I'm not the brightest crayon in the box, but I can easily put together a return on investment model that says Alabama should be offering Arch Manning anywhere from $10 million plus to sign him. If he goes to Georgia, it's the end of the Saban era. Now, Paul, outside of Texas and Georgia, have you heard anything if Alabama's got a legitimate shot at him?
I can't say that I know. Certainly, speculation would center on those three schools, but I don't know I don't know when he is scheduled to make his decision. Do you?
Well, I know he's planning on going to Alabama again.
Right.
You know, I think they're milking this for all it's worth. I mean, just the promotional alone of having the Mannings just you know, the revenue that could come to the university. This will be Nick Saban's, you know, flag in Mars. As crazy as it sounds, if he wants to stay another 5 years,
I don't want to push back. If we changed his name, would we still be having this conversation? Because Alabama currently has the best quarterback in the country. Another year, but, you know, there are a lot of good quarterbacks out there. I don't think one is – when you talk about Alabama, one quarterback, whether it's Arch Manning or anyone else, is probably not going to change the trajectory that much.
It's optics, Paul. But you don't understand, I
don't think Alabama needs the optics of Arch Manning. I mean, it's done pretty well without a Manning under center.
I mean, look at how Deion Sanders' son went to Jacksonville State or whatnot and signed that big Gatorade deal. If you don't think name matters, you haven't been paying attention.
Well, no, you're misunderstanding me. I'm not saying name, it doesn't matter, but even if Arch Manning signs with Alabama, Alabama is still bigger than one player. This is the most successful football program of all time.
But keeping it going,
why would you think it's not going to keep going?
Because I think – I'll tell you exactly why. I think if Arch Manning goes to Georgia, they're going to rattle off two or three titles. That's why.
Okay. Well, the key to Arch Manning to me isn't him alone. It's – who goes with him? Because players like that are magnets. A lot of players want to follow them.
100%. That's why it's even more paramount that Bama land him. This will be Nick Saban's biggest in his twilight, his biggest get.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's an easy thing to say now, but when you consider the quality of recruit that he has signed, I'd have to think about that, whether –
By
the way, I am not dissing Arch Manning. I don't know what, you know, I hear the same thing about him that everyone else says, but when you think about the quarterbacks that have come through there.
Yeah, but look, if you're still impressed with what you did yesterday, you haven't done a thing today.
That's not the point, but you're acting like this is a once in a million quarterback.
I think it is.
How?
Why
want you to explain that to us?
From the optics. So think of it like this.
The optics.
He's the most highly sought after player right now in the country.
Okay.
For his play on the field and his name. And now we're in a changing of the guards position where Alabama very likely could be on the way down and Georgia and some other programs
up. Alabama, had the best class last year or the year before. It's had it may be surpassed this year by Texas A&M, but I would dare say that Alabama is not on the way down when you consider the amount of talent that's there. Now, I agree. Arch Manning is being hyped for all the obvious reasons, but you know he's still playing. We don't really know. We've seen him against good competition, and he's highly regarded. But so are a lot of other people. That's all I'm saying. We will take a break. More to come. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Squirrel is up next. Hey, Squirrel.
Whoever picks out your music, tell them thanks for the Led Zeppelin there. But Jim went East Coast on Miss K. That was almost an assault, but Miss K held her own. All she really needed was that jackass to shut up and let her speak. She seemed like a pretty salty lady.
I thought she was great.
I thought she was excellent. And she could be, if she said she taught Sunday school her whole life, I believe her.
Yeah.
She seemed very believable to me. And, a lot of people may have thought you should have stopped that call, but – you let that call go on because you was just letting Jim play an out rope. I mean, I knew what you were doing, and Jim just made a total ass of himself again. It's not the first time. It won't be the last time. But I think Miss Kay was wrong. Jim didn't wish death on you, did he? Didn't he just wish stage four cancer on you?
I think you're right, and there is a distinction.
Yeah, and I think he wished death on another caller. We won't say his name right now. It might be bad luck. But do you notice how there's a common denominator with all this, Paul? You notice how everybody's a liar except Jim. That's the common thread that's woven through all these calls right here. I don't know if you, I'm sure you see that.
Well, I don't mind, an argument. The show is built on things like that. But I really took offense to him screaming at her, to disparaging her. She was trying to be constructive.
Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, she got ambushed. I mean, the poor lady wasn't the last thing she was expected was that idiot to jump on her phone when
they called. I misunderstood. I thought she was calling to agree with Jim. I didn't expect him to, come from behind her with a folding chair.
Why would she agree with Jim? She didn't seem like a senile old lady. I mean, why would she agree with Jim? That just didn't even make sense right there.
Well, that's a fair point.
And Legend, your boy Legend's taking a little flag, but he put me in some type of yellow hat crew with a bunch of other people, what have you. I don't want to be in no crew, Paul. You know that. I mean, I'm strictly solo. I don't want to prop nobody up. I don't want nobody to prop me up, unlike Jim and Legend and Jeff. But no, don't put me in with nobody. Not that I have any, disrespect for those guys that he named, but I'm just, I'm not much of a crew member. But it's been a very enjoyable show, very entertaining. Look forward to the next hour or so.
Thank you, Squirrel. Appreciate it. Jim is up next in Massachusetts. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I did catch the tail end of the segment two segments ago, and how do you wind down from shows, Paul? Do you use Valium or meditation or anything like that?
It's a good question, and I don't take drugs.
I didn't
smoke or use things in my veins to calm down, but I try to forget this program as the music is playing. And I don't mean that I don't like doing it. I do. Obviously, I love it. But it's not good for your health to carry this with you all night.
Certainly. Here's my question. How long have you been watching college football, Paul? How many years?
I would say more than 50 years.
And how long have you been either reporting on college football or interviewing people involved in college football?
I would say more than 40 years.
Have you ever seen a more miserable fan base immediately after a national championship than the Georgia Bulldogs? And what I mean by that specifically is, I hear a lot of people talking about, the way in which they won, the lack of offensive power, the quarterback situation, all these things. Maybe it's a small segment of the fan base, but I made the mistake of joining one of these message boards, and I read all this stuff all the time, and I have my opinions about it. But you've known Kirby Smart for a while, and so here's my question, because I don't know the answer. Do you think that Kirby Smart is locked into this notion of, I am only going to have a quarterback who will throw the ball 15 to 25 times a game, manage a game, unless I'm behind by a lot, which is relatively rare in his tenure? Or do you think he's the kind of guy that will have the flexibility to think about bringing in people love to use this term, the dynamic quarterback? Is that out of the stretch of the imagination? Is that an impossibility with Kirby Smart, or is that something that you think might happen?
Well, I tell you what, Jim, I couldn't give you that he is open to change, even though he has recruited players. He has gone with what he is comfortable with so far.
Fair enough.
And I think he's at an interesting crossroad, and it's not going to hurt him Now, it may affect him with Arch Manning. It may not. But it's a really you raise a great point. I will ask some Georgia people as we have them on what they think of how he, because I mean, he's fortunate. I know fortunate's different than being lucky. Had this gone poorly with Stetson Bennett, this would be the number one topic on the program right now. How come Kirby Smart can't handle a quarterback?
Right. And, yeah, I'll be intrigued to see how it goes. So I personally feel like he has demonstrated adaptability. I think the hire of Todd Monken and the willingness to use a quarterback that's more in that vein that was not available to him for most of the
Jim,
season.
Jim, first of all, great call. Thank you very much, and it's a really good question. Unusual to question the guy who just won the national championship. Elmo is up next.
Long time, Paul.
Elmo.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Long time. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Paul, I'm just thinking back earlier today when Mitch called. You didn't do anything wrong. You just told him that he was beating a dead horse and that he was just whining like he's tried to do for the last 3 days with his insincere and fake apology. So we go fast forward. Before we go fast forward, he said at the end of the call, this is not the kind of program that I know. And let me just tell you, Mitch, I know you're listening. It really isn't that kind of program. But let's fast forward. Now, Kay jumps on you and says, well, you was mean to Mitch. Well, how so? I don't understand that either. I do know one thing, Paul. I've been on this show a long time. Most people out there don't even know who the hell I am, and that's fine. I call every now and then. But I've been with you almost from the beginning. And I'm sick and tired of callers like Mitch. Sick of it. The dude has nothing. The last time I called you, I told you he was mentally sick. That's what he sounds like.
But Elmo, he has no you understand, because you've been with us from the beginning. My reason for being upset with myself wasn't that I thought he was sincere. I didn't. You know what I thought of what he said. I thought it was a crock. My fault was engaging him. I should have just let it go, hung up, because it really wasn't worth me attacking him for being insincere.
Well, you know, there's two different audiences here at play here, Paul. We've got the real sports fans that listen to this show and call in and give sports takes.
Right.
Always been. But then again, we have another group now, primarily over age 65, that doesn't read nothing. And they just want some kind of touchy-feely program like Mitch likes. It makes me want to vomit. I can't stand it. Of course, I've got XM, Paul, and I can switch it to a music channel pretty quick.
Sure.
You know, it's just that it's the damn TV. They just want to get on the television and talk to you about all their personal problems, how mama locked them up in the room, and all the rest of that crap. And I'm sick of it. I'd rather hear about sports. And all these people that, you know, in that group, y'all need to think about it. Really need to think about it. You know, and I'll just end this phone call, and next time I will call and talk about sports, and I apologize for not doing that this time, but I'm just kind of bowled over about Mitch and all the rest of those callers. Matt, the Mook, and all the rest of those guys. Yeah, I can't stand them, Paul. And some of us out here, you know, really do not like them. And anyway, Mitch, you are absolutely right about one thing. This program is really not what you thought it was. It's always been essentially a sports program and not a place for you to call up and talk about all your personal problems, and you feel bad today. Paul, I'm going to catch you on the sunny side the next time we're going to talk sports for a change.
Look forward to it, Elmo. Thank you.
See you.
See you. We'll be right back. More to come.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Eddie is in Florida. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Paul. What's up, my man? Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you, Eddie.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, my man. Hey, Paul, I totally agree with your last caller, Elmo. I think your show is at a crossroad. Let me just say this, Paul. You are freaking phenomenal at what you do, my man. I don't know how you do it, but I am grateful for your show because you are the only one who has a show like this that will let so many people call in, no matter where they're from, Paul, and pretty much say what they want to say. But I'm a little shaken up by the call that my man from Tuscaloosa. I think anytime you feel comfortable with yelling at a woman, when millions of people are listening, you are in a different place. And I get it, Paul. I get it. I know what your show is all about. All right. I've been listening for years. All right. But that is just disturbing to me. I don't know what I really wish these guys would talk to sports, but you got a group of guys like Elmo say who think that the show can't run without them. Right? They don't add anything. They don't talk sports. Never. It's all about personal attack. Grown men, Paul, 60 years old, grandpas almost. And that's all they got. That's all they can give to your show. But I'm going to just say this, Paul. I'm grateful that you let me call in and opine, like you would say. But to that caller, Paul, that said about Manning, are you still there, Paul?
Yes, sure.
Hey, Paul, that caller who mentioned Manning, and you said it straight, Paul. I appreciate that. Alabama don't need a Manning. Let's look at this. Did Eli Manning win a championship, Paul?
No.
Did Peyton Manning win a championship in college?
He won an SEC championship, did not win a national championship.
Did not win a national championship, Paul. You
and by the way,
right.
as you well know, Eddie, Peyton Manning was 0-4 against his biggest rival.
Exactly, Paul.
The University of Florida.
And I appreciate that. Hey, Paul, and what the big dogs got to be careful about, Paul, you guys talk about Stetson Bennett. What Georgia and Alabama have to be careful, Paul, when dealing with the transfer portal, if you bring that guy in, and I know all of them are trying to get this guy, but you're still sitting there, Alabama's sitting there with Ty Simpson, and Georgia's sitting there with 2 5-stars. The way this transfer portal is, Paul, if you bring that guy in, you're going to lose one of your 5-stars.
Yeah, and Eddie, I've only seen Arch Manning on tape, but I don't know how, when you consider who the Alabama quarterbacks have been lately, Mac Jones, Tua Tagovailoa, and what Alabama has now in Bryce, how Arch Manning is going to change the dynamics very much.
I don't see, Paul, because they're still sitting there with Ty Simpson.
Yeah.
You know, Ty Simpson is already there.
Right. So, and, I mean, can you tell me that he's going to be better than those three?
No, I don't think he's going to be better than Bryce Young. I told everybody who would listen to me that Bryce Young was going to win a Heisman Trophy. And I'm going to tell you now that Bryce Young is going to win a championship next year because that's the type of DNA he had as a quarterback. He remembers all that stuff that Georgia is saying. And, Paul, I don't know, understand why Shannon come on your show and try to run the whole transfer portal now. Alabama, the reason all those guys are transferring, if you know anything about sports, is that Alabama already have their replacement. If you look at Drew Sanders, Paul, He started when our defensive lineman went down, right? But he really didn't – we expected so much more out of him, but he didn't give it to us. And then you got this freak call.
Need to go to a break. Thanks so much. We'll be right back.